Hi, gang. Bob Bovin here for The Mystery Project. Tonight, we have the first half of a mystery thriller written by R.D. Wingfield. He's the man who created Inspector Frost in a whole group of novels, as well as the television series. This story, though, is about revenge and double-dealing, and a man named Harry. Operating outside the law, Harry Davis used to do dirty tricks for a group of well-suited chaps who scuttled around the cellars of Whitehall. Then a trick went wrong, and Harry came up from the depths. He resigned the service and began doing civilian demolition tricks, like knocking down buildings when asked to. Looking good felt nice, but now there's a chilling echo from the past when a former target from Africa is reported to be looking for revenge. Deadfall, Part 1, starring Bob Peck.
Two, one. No. No!
Harry.
Dead. We're all dead.
Harry, wake up.
Eh? What?
The phone.
Well, answer the damn thing.
I'm not supposed to be here.
3 o'clock in the morning. It's probably a wrong number. Answer the damn thing.
2392. Hello? Hello? There's no one there. Oh, just a minute. Yes? Who is it, please? I can't hear you. You'll have to speak up. This is a very bad line. I still can't hear you. Yes? Hello? Hello? We've been cut off.
They'll probably ring back. Who was it?
A man. I couldn't get his name. Said he had to talk to you about some foreign name. I couldn't make it out. It sounded urgent.
3 o'clock in the morning. I should damn well hope so. We'll give him a couple of minutes.
You were calling out in your sleep again.
Was I?
You shouldn't be smoking.
There's lots of things I shouldn't be doing. I shouldn't be in bed with my typist for a start.
I'm not your typist.
All right, all right. My secretary. He's not going to ring back, is he? Let's get back to sleep. What the hell? Didn't say he was coming round, did he?
No. What are you doing?
Can you open the door?
Well, be careful.
Of course I'll be careful. All right, I'm coming. Who is it?
Police, open up.
Police? What is it?
Mr. Harold Davis, Davis Demolitions.
That's me.
All right, Constable, I'll handle this. Mr. Davis, I'm Detective Sergeant Redway, H Division.
So?
We'd like to come in, if we may, sir. It's about your wife, Mrs. Mary Davis.
You mean my ex-wife? Why, what's happened?
If we could come in, please, sir.
My daughter. Has anything happened to my daughter?
Your daughter's fine, sir.
I'll do the talking, if you don't mind, Constable.
Oh, sorry, Sergeant.
Harry, what is it?
The police! Something's happened to Mary. You'd better come in.
Just one moment, sir. Do you own a car?
Yes. Why?
Where is it, Mr. Davis?
Down in the street, in front of the office. A blue Ford Sierra, B-Reg.
Check it out, would you, Constable?
Right.
What is this? A damn guessing game? I want to know what's going on.
I'll explain inside, sir. No, leave the door. The constable shouldn't be long.
Come in.
What's happened to Mary?
You tell me.
Who is this lady, sir?
Just a friend, Sergeant.
Could you be more specific?
My name is Jenny Brown. I'm Mr. Davis's secretary.
I see.
Dear Sergeant, well, I'm damned if I do. Either tell me what this is about or get out.
Have you been out at all tonight, sir?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, Sergeant, I'm sure.
Your office is on the ground floor?
That's right. I worked in the office until 7, came straight up here and haven't been out since.
Are you able to confirm this, Miss, Brown?
Yes.
Look, I'm not answering any more questions until you condescend to tell me what this is about.
Thought you might have known, sir.
Well, I don't.
Shortly after 1 o'clock this morning, sir, someone broke into your ex-wife's house. He got as far as her bedroom, where he bumped into a bedside table and sent it flying. Your wife...
Ex-wife.
Your ex-wife woke up, screamed. The man ran off.
Did he steal anything?
Not as far as we can tell.
So what's all the fuss about?
He broke in through the ground floor lounge window. It's at the rear, overlooking the garden. But you know the house, don't you, sir?
Yes, I know it. I used to live there. Go on.
Well, as you may remember, there's lots of highly nickable stuff in that lounge. Silver, knick-knacks, the video, portable colour telly. But our burglar ignored all those goodies. He walked straight through the door, up the stairs and into your wife's bedroom.
That's odd.
That's what we thought, miss. Which makes us wonder if, perhaps, the motive might have been something other than robbery.
If it wasn't robbery, what the hell was it? You mean rape?
No, sir. When the man ran off, he dropped something. We found this on the bedroom floor.
A polythene bag?
Yes. Sniff it, sir. See if you can recognise the smell.
Plastic explosive.
That's right, sir. Ah, well, Constable.
The gentleman's car is outside, as he said, Sergeant. I checked it. The engine feels stone cold. I don't think it's been driven tonight.
Just a minute. What the hell are you implying?
Do you own a car, miss?
I said, what the hell are you implying?
Do you own a car, miss?
No.
Thank you. We are not implying anything, sir. We are making inquiries. Sorry we troubled you.
Get out.
Yes, sir. Come on, Constable.
Good night, sir. Miss...
The cow. The bloody cow.
Calm down. Larry, what is it? Larry, are you all right? Shall I get a doctor?
No. Tablets.
What?
Tablets. The bedside table. The top drawer. Hurry. Open it. Give me one.
Well, are you all right?
That's better.
Oh. Well, what was it?
Indigestion.
That wasn't indigestion.
What are you, a doctor all of a sudden?
What are they? The capsules, tetraglycerin.
Highly explosive, they improve your sex life. Now put them back in the drawer.
They're for heart complaints.
Do what you bloody well told us for once, will you? Put them away. Now come on, let's get to bed. This would happen tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
If you've got heart trouble, you shouldn't be handling explosives.
I haven't got heart trouble, damn it. Just a slight problem which is clearing up. Now come on, let's get back to bed.
Harry, breakfast.
I haven't got time for any breakfast. I've got to be on the site by 9.
Well, just some coffee, then.
All right, make it quick. Come on. Come on.
Right, all right, here.
Tough. Push me to oversleep today of all day.
You had a disturbed night.
Yeah. I still haven't forgiven Mary.
Oh, forget it, she's not worth it.
And our mysterious caller didn't ring back, did he? Are you sure he asked for me?
Positive. Fana Cabinda, of course.
What?
It was on the news this morning. President Zana Cabinda from some African country is on a state visit to Britain.
So?
Well, that was the name that man mentioned on the phone last night. That was what he wanted to talk to you about.
Cabinda.
Well, does it mean anything?
Oh, something that happened a long time ago, that's all. Doesn't mean anything now. Yeah, if anyone wants me, I'll be down at the site.
Now, keep back, everyone, please. You'll be able to see perfectly well from here.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Hold on, sir. Where do you think you're going?
I'm with Mr. Davis. Davis Demolition.
Oh, well, that's him over there, sir. The one with the ripped tin hat. But I can't let you through, I'm afraid. That factory chimney's coming down any minute. Mr. Davis, someone to see you.
Not now. Move those people further back. We're all ready to blast.
All right. You heard what he said. Now move back, please. Right back. You just want to get yourself killed.
All circuits checked, Mr. Davis.
Right.
Okay, Constable. That's fine.
Everyone out?
All out and accounted for.
Good. Sound the alarm. Right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Beautiful, Mr. Davis. Just beautiful.
Okay, get those lorries in. I want this site cleared by the morning.
Fred, send in the lorries.
We've got another factory chimney tomorrow, haven't we?
Yeah, darn sight bigger than this one.
Oh, I love these factory chimney jobs. Gives me a sense of power to see them topple and fall exactly where we want them.
Providing nothing goes wrong. You like them so much, as a special treat, you can climb up the stack tomorrow. I'll stay down and watch.
No, thanks. I haven't got a head for heights like you. Hello, who's this bloke?
Mr. Davis?
I could be. Who are you?
Reynolds. City and Industrial Insurance.
If you're touting for business, forget it. I'm already insured.
I know you are, Mr. Davis. You're insured with us. Or at least through our subsidiary, City High Risk. I called at your office. Your secretary said you were here, so as the matter was rather urgent and confidential.
Oh. Joe, hop it. Go and chase those lazy gits over there. No one seems to be doing anything.
Right. Come on, you lot. Fingers out. Cracky.
So, Mr. Reynolds, what's it all about? Sorry I was late sending the cheque, but you should have got it by now.
Yes, we received it, Mr. Davis. In fact, I have it here. I'm afraid I have to return it to you. Here.
What's up? Did it bounce?
We didn't pay it in. I'm sorry, Mr. Davis, but we find ourselves unable to renew your policy.
What are you talking about? You've got to renew it. Without indemnity insurance, people won't employ me. It's a condition of the contract.
We appreciate that, Mr. Davis.
You appreciate it? Well, thank you very much. That's a bloody lot. Why aren't you renewing my policy?
I think you know why, Mr. Davis.
Tell me.
You underwent a medical examination for the purpose of renewal last week. I'm afraid you didn't pass.
If that so-called doctor found anything wrong with me, then he's the one who needs a medical examination.
The examination revealed certain abnormalities with your heart. People subject to heart attacks shouldn't be handling high explosives. I'm sure you see that.
All I can see is that you're putting me out of business.
Your health is putting you out of business, Mr. Davis, not us. Your policy expires at midnight.
What? Today?
You did leave things rather late, Mr. Davis. We kept pressing you to attend that medical.
I've got work lined up. Contracts have been signed. I need the money.
I'm very sorry.
Stick your damn sympathy. What about my other insurance policy, my personal one?
That expires at the end of next week. We won't be renewing that either.
Thank you very much.
I saw a copy of the medical report, Mr. Davis. It is, of course, highly confidential, but...
But what?
I think you would be well advised to see your own doctor as soon as possible.
I've already seen him. Damn doctors, they know nothing.
I can only repeat. I'm very sorry.
Don't shed any tears over me, sunshine. No one's going to put me out of business. I'll find another insurance company. Just you wait and see. For Pete's sake, hurry it up over there. This isn't a bloody funeral. We've got a penalty clause to beat.
Harry, did you see the man from the insurance company?
Yes, I damn well did. Is it too much to expect to find a clean glass in here?
On the top shelf.
Oh.
Look, I don't know what's gone wrong, but you mind not taking it out on me?
Oh, pardon me. Sorry. I humbly apologise. Do you want a drink?
Oh, there is more than one clean glass, then.
Do you want one or not?
Yes, I want one.
There.
Thank you.
I did say I was sorry.
I know, I heard you.
They're not going to renew our indemnity insurance.
Why not?
Because I didn't pass the lousy, stinking medical. According to their quack, I'm too big a risk. I've got a dodgy heart.
Well, what are we going to do? The firm can't carry on without it.
I'll sort something out. They're not the only insurance company.
You'd better hurry. We've got the other factory chimney job tomorrow.
All right, I'll get it. Davis Demolitions. What? I see. Yes, I quite understand. Thank you very much. Correction. We had that factory chimney job. That was them on the phone. They were heard we've got no insurance cover, so they've cancelled the contract.
Oh. Well, how did they find out so soon?
I don't know. I was relying on that money.
Well, there's the cheque to come for today's job.
Well, with the money out on that job, we're not going to meet the deadline.
You should never have agreed to those penalty clauses.
I know. You keep telling me. Hold the fort for a while. I'm going out to find us another insurance company.
Oh. Hello, Davis Demolitions. Hello? Hello? Oh, please yourself. I made some tea. Do you want some?
No. I've had it up to here with bloody insurance companies.
Oh, I take it you weren't successful.
It's a cartel. They stick together like glue. Your thing was at death's bloody door. Look at me. Do I look sick?
You'll make yourself sick if you don't calm down. Davis Demolition. One moment, please. It's the bank.
I'm not here.
I'm afraid Mr. Davis is out of the office at the moment. Can I take a message? I'm his personal secretary. You're calling in our overdraft.
Give me that. Hello, Davis here. Who am I talking to? The manager, good. Now, what's all this rubbish about calling in our overdraft? Yes, I'm perfectly aware of the state of our account. So we're in the red. Big deal. It's not the first time and it won't be the last. My insurance? Who the hell told you about my insurance? No, you listen to me, chummy. You just
Harry?
Tablets. Quick, top drawer.
Oh. Here.
Top.
Are you still there? Hello?
I'll call him back.
Hello? I'm afraid Mr. Davis has had to leave the office. He'll call you back. I said he'll call you back.
What are you doing?
I'm going to get you a doctor.
No. No need. I'm all right now.
Well, you don't look it. Oh, go and lie down for a while.
I'm not a flaming invalid. I'll wring that bank manager's neck. I'll blow up his damn bank with him in it.
Oh, don't talk nonsense.
Nonsense? The bank holds the deeds to the office and the flat as security. If they call in the overdraft, we're finished.
Well, pay off some of the money. Well, that'll keep the bank quiet. Sell something.
There's nothing left to sell.
There must be. What about your car?
It isn't my car. It belongs to the finance company.
Insurance policies?
You see this? This is the only insurance policy I've got left. If I die before next Thursday, I'm rich. I get £200,000. After Thursday, I get nothing. Because they won't renew it. Any more bright ideas?
Thank you very much, sir. Hello, Mr. Davis. What can I get you?
Double whiskey.
One double whiskey. Help yourself to ice and soda. Anything wrong, Mr. Davis? You look a bit down.
I've just come from seeing my bank manager.
Oh, then you have my deepest sympathy. Someone's been asking for you, Mr. Davis.
Oh, yes, who?
A bloke in the corner with the camel hair coat.
I don't think I know him.
Well, he seemed to know you, all right. Said you were old friends.
Oh, yes. And there was me thinking I didn't have a friend in the world. Let's go and see what he wants. He's asking for me.
Hello, Harry.
Oh, God. Tom. Tom Crossland.
It's good to see you, Harry. Sit down.
What are you after, then? I'm sure it's no coincidence. We suddenly bump into each other after 13 years.
It's never 13 years, is it? Hey, I haven't aged a day. You look fighting fit, old boy.
I don't, and I'm not. Just get to the point.
Now, let's get some drinks in, shall we? Barman, two whiskies when you've got a moment.
These are expenses.
Yes.
Make them doubles, George. My friend's paying.
Right you are, Mr. Davis.
So, what's this all about? You won't be buying drinks unless you wanted something.
You read me like a book, old boy. I need your help.
Personally or for the section?
The section.
Then forget it.
You don't know what it's about.
I don't want to know. I finished with the section 13 years ago. I want nothing more to do with them. Nothing.
Here you are, gentlemen. Two double whiskies, soda and ice.
Thank you. I'll
just get your change.
Keep the change, George. It's on expenses.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
That was a £5 note, old boy.
A section can afford it. Cheers.
Cheers.
I understand you're a professional blower-upper now.
That's right, Davis Demolitions. It's a bit like old times. Only I now make certain there's no one inside before I blow things up.
13 years ago, Harry.
I don't care when it was. I still have nightmares. Those women. And the kids.
Fortune's a war, old boy.
Someone should have checked.
These things happen. They shouldn't have been in the house. All right, you're right, old boy, as always. Somebody should have checked. Cabinda's in England now. Did you know? State visit. Even going to be a reception at Buckingham Palace. Meeting the Queen.
The Queen? The man's a terrorist.
He is now the duly elected president of his country, Harry, which means he wasn't a terrorist. He was a freedom fighter.
He was a butcher. Look, can we get to the point? I've got lots of things to attend to.
It's about the other member of our old trio, Harry. Roger Maltby.
Roger? Is he still with the section?
Yes. Didn't you know?
How could I know? I haven't seen him for 13 years.
I thought you'd been in touch with him recently.
Then you thought wrong.
So it seems. Always getting hold of the wrong end of the stick. Anyway, there's a bit of a mystery about Roger. He was supposed to report into the office early today to tie up some loose ends on an important assignment he'd been working on for months.
And?
And he didn't turn up. Tried to phone him, his phone was out of order. So, the Colonel sent me round to Roger's house to find out what was up.
And what was up?
You don't know.
How the hell should I know?
Well, the house was empty. I had a look round, downstairs back window was broken and the catch was forced. There were signs of disarray. Chairs upturned, beds disturbed with clothes on the floor. As if someone had been dragged out. No car in the garage.
I don't see what any of this has got to do with me.
We were hoping Roger might have said something to you when he spoke to you on the phone, something that might give us a clue.
Spoke to me on the phone? What are you talking about? I haven't spoken to or seen Roger Maltby since I left the section 13 years ago. You wasted your money buying me this whiskey.
Money spent on whiskey is never wasted, old boy. Well, I searched the house thoroughly. No clues in the bedroom, so I went downstairs to the lounge. Spotted Roger's phone. One of those push-button efforts, last number recall button, you know the sort of thing. Yeah. Press the button, it automatically redials the last number you rang. So, being a nosy old devil, I thought I'd press the button, see what happened.
And?
Worked like a dream. It redialed, there was a ringing tone at the other end, and a young lady answered and said, Davis Demolitions.
Yeah, what?
No mistake, old boy. The last person Roger called before he went missing was you.
Well, that's impossible. No. Wait a minute. This could have been that weird call, the one Jenny answered.
Jenny?
My secretary.
Ah.
This was just after 3 o'clock in the morning. The call went straight through to the flat. Jenny answered it.
Your staff keep very late hours, old boy.
Do you want to hear what happened or not?
Sorry.
And the voice at the other end was very faint. Jenny could hardly make out what he was saying. Something about Cabinda, and it was very urgent he spoke to me.
Cabinda?
That's what she thought he said.
Did you speak to her?
No, the line went dead. We waited for him to call back, but he didn't.
Ah. Understand you had a visit from the boys in blue last night.
How the hell do you know that?
Section still gets copies of all police reports. Is Mary all right?
Yeah. She screamed, he ran. End of story.
According to the report, he was carrying explosives.
Apparently. Don't know why. There was no safe he could have blown. My guess is he got in the wrong house.
Is your daughter all right?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. I'm not allowed to see her, you know.
Ah, yes. How old is she now?
16, next birthday.
Just about the age Cabinda's son would have been had he lived.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, old boy. Just thinking aloud. Yeah, let's have another drink. George? When you're ready, two the same.
Coming right up.
Come on, what the hell are you getting at?
We killed Cabinda's wife and child. You, me, Roger. Cabinda swore vengeance. He's now in London. Suddenly, Roger and his family go missing. Suddenly, someone, armed with explosives, breaks into your ex-wife's bedroom. Explosives, Harry. That's how we killed Govinda's wife and son.
You have just heard part one of Deadfall by R.D. Wingfield. Bob Peck is starring as Harry Davis. Others in the cast were Aubrey Woods as Tom Crossland, Peter Howell as Colonel Travers, and Julie Berry as Jenny Brown. Next time, the plotting, scheming, and double-dealing turns deadly for a lot of people. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.